Mirrors. Elias Fong was a man of precise angles and controlled lines. An architect by trade, he found solace in ordered logic of blueprints, a clean sweep of a T-square. His apartment was a minimalist. His routine clockwork until the mirrors started lying. Came suddenly a fleeting shimmer in the bathroom glass one Tuesday morning as he slathered shaving cream. His fletched eye seemed to hold a fleeting glacial glint, predatory amusement, entirely alien to his own weary glaze. He blinked, it was gone, replaced by a familiar, slightly stressed face he knew. Lack of sleep, he chalked it up to the looming deadline of a Belmont Toya project, playing tricks on his mind. But it didn't stop. The next day, catching his image, the polished steel of his office toaster, he saw again a smirk. Thin, cruel, utterly devoid of warmth. Curving his reflective lips as he reached for his toast, Elias froze, his hand hovering. Fletcher held a smirk, its eyes locking into his with unsettling hunger, before snapping back to his own neutral expression, the moment he consciously registered it. This was just distortion. This was a presence. He started avoiding mirrors. Shaving became a tactile tool exercise, eyes fixed on Sam Alex's sink. He walked through shop windows with his gaze firmly on the pavement, and navigated the world by interference, by memory, by anything but a direct visual of himself. Fear wasn't just that what he saw, but what he saw in him. Saw his anxieties, his self-doubt, the gnawing regret of the compromised design for the old library, project which he let corporate pressure stifle his vision. He saw the fear of a repeat failure with the Belmont Tower. Senator Elias, whom he silently dubbed Elias P. Mavel, grew bolder, no longer merely flickered. He held in mirror, ever late in mirror, private evil, were leaning, the eyes narrowed at a silent, knowing judgment. Its head would tilt, gestures of mockery as Elias silently braided himself for a mirror drafting error. Minor drafting error. Sometimes he was particularly stressed. Pavel's lips would move. A slow, deliberate whisper would resonate not in his ears, directly in a hollow space between his eyes. Weak, afraid, you fell again. Came a clue, his perfectly ordered apartment started to fray at the edges, mirroring his internal chaos. Throughout, takeout containers piled up. Dustmites danced in the shafts of light, the primeval, seen a relish, making a glass of picture frames and glossy surface of TV screen shimmer, potential menace. Projects suffered, deadlines blurred, his meticulous attention to detail gave way to panicked, often incorrect revisions. Friend and colleague Sarah noticed, Elias, are you right? Look like you've seen a ghost. In your work, it's not you. He snapped, a sudden surge of primeval vermin rising within him. Just leave me alone, Sarah. Worry about your own deadlines. Words were harsh and uncharacteristic. Fleeting glimpse of primeval on his shiny surface of a coffee mug gave him a grotesque, satisfied nod. Elias immediately regretted it. The damage had done. Sarah treated hurt, etched on her face. That night alone in his apartment, the truth hit him. The force like a physical blow. The primeval wasn't just reflection, manifestation of every single negative fault, every crackling doubt, every buried fear he'd attained about himself, his unknowledged license to his self-loathing, given form by his refusal to confront it. He stumbled into the bathroom, the one room he tried hardest to avoid. Large frame mirror above the sink gleamed, reflecting dim light from the hallway. He stared at his own haggard face, dark circles under his eyes and tremor in his hand. Then primeval sodified. He stood there, perfectly mimicking his posture. His eyes burned with cold fire. His lips were drawn back in a sneer. But his teeth, it seemed just as like a little too sharp. Look at you, he hissed the words echoing not in the room, but prison of his skull, broken, alone. He drove away, just like you always do. Elias felt a primal urge to smash a mirror, to obliterate the tormentor. His hand twitched towards a heavy glass tumbler. But then he remembered Sarah's hurt face, his own uncharacteristic outburst. This is merely a reflection. This is a siren song to his deepest, darkest impulses. No, he whispered, his voice hoarse. People laughed, a dry, rasping sound. No, you think you can deny me? I am you, Elias, every failure, every regret, every moment of weakness. I am the truth you drown in your little, perfect little plans. Elias looked deeper, past the fear, past the revulsion, to the cold, empty eyes of the primeval. He saw the library, the compromised design, shame he buried beneath layers of professional detachment. He saw the fear displayed in his parents, anger, his own perceived inadequacy. These were his demons, the primeval was their amplified mantra's voice. You're part of me, Elias corrected. His voice gaining strength, but you're not at all of me. He took a breath, shaky breath. Yes, I have made mistakes. Yes, I compromised on the library. I was afraid, I was angry. I was human. Primeval sneered, wavered a flicker of surprise in the cold gaze. And yes, Elias continued, stepping full close to the mirror. I hurt Sarah. As my anger, my fear. Lashing out, I will apologise. Make amends. He looked directly into Primeval's eyes. Meeting their challenge, you feed on my self-loathing, my refusal. Forgive myself. But I won't let you anymore. He raised his hand not to strike, but to place it gently on a cool glass. Acknowledge you, he said, his voice firm. Acknowledge the fear, the doubt, the anger. You're real, but you do not define me. They are not my master. Primeval evil roared and roared, so they on a scream that shook and eyes to the core, features distorted, twisted into grotesque frowns of rage and agony. Cold fire's eyes flickered and dimmed its sharp teeth receded. It sneered, softened to something akin to pain and confused. Shun. I chose to learn from my mistakes, Elias said, his eyes unwavering. I choose to forgive myself. I choose to be better. He spoke to Muntress to exhaustion, the mirror, began to unravel. Sharp angles roughened, cool line blurred, predatory glint his eyes faded, placed by something weary, something resigned. Primal shrunk, concealed until it was nothing but more than Elias's own reflection. Jarred, yes, but still bearing the marks of his struggle, but doubtless his own. He stood there for a long time, simply breathing, looking at his true reflection, the perfectionist lines of his fate life, been shattered. But in its place there's something more honest, more human. The demons hadn't vanished entirely. He knew they would always be there, whispers in the dark corners of his mind. And now he understood them. He looked at them in the eye and claimed back his power. His words, Elias called Sarah, put it truly and humbly. He started work again, his design still precise, but now imbued with a newfound depth, willing to take risk. He saw his reflection in the shop mirrors and car mirrors, but now it was just him. Time in his shadow, the old fear would linger, phantom smirk would glint in his periphery. Elias would meet it with quiet and knowing glaze. He confronted the monster in the glass. In doing so, he began to rebuild a man within. Lines of life were no longer perfectly straight, but they were finally his own.